singing. I did not do my dance that I feel.
And when we are doing that, we are following the examples and the teaching that he has given each and every one. It is not relegated to the pastors and the preachers. Jesus commanded and gave a commission to the world. The great commission. That each and every one of us have a responsibility to go out and make new disciples. To go out and share and talk about the Lord. You know, and I do have a problem with some denominations. But one thing I can say about that denomination is that they are out there witnessing. They may not have their doctrinal stuff right, but they look at us and say, you have your stuff wrong. But here's my point. I can't complain about nobody because I can't judge nobody.
Amen.
See, that makes me a hypocrite too. I can only preach what God's word tells me to preach, say what God tells me to say, live the way God wants me to live. And when I do that, he is the one that will judge. We all messed up today in a world that God created. In a world that he told Adam what to do and how to obey him. To abide by his moral laws. And here's what I understand. The problem we have today is that we can't abide by his laws because we want him to be more like us than us like him. Can we get deep in this? We want the Lord to look just like us, to understand how we feel, how we want to react to things, how we want to live. But when God said, I've set my law and my moral standards for your living, you don't want to live like that. You want to set the laws and tell me to abide by the way you want to live. But I've already given you my laws of how you want to live. Given you how you are to treat your neighbor. I've already given you the way you should live and relate to one another. And if you can't abide by my law, I will have to deal with you. But thank God for his grace and his mercy. That thief on the cross was not obeying his law, but the Lord said, I've got grace and mercy extended for you, because he did one great thing. He said, Father, Lord, when you enter into your kingdom, remember me. That's repentance. He knew he was a sinner. He knew that the thing that he was doing wasn't right. And the Lord says, but I got you covered. Because I'm about to pay a price that you cannot pay. I'm about to do something that you cannot do. Because I've lived the way that you cannot live. I've talked the way that you can't talk. But I'm doing it all for you, because for God so loved the world that he gave me to die for you. And because I'm dying for you, if you can just confess your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Whatever you are caught up in, caught up on. Whatever you're trying to get the Lord to comply with your way of lifestyle instead of his moral law. The Lord says, my law are my law, and I will not change them. But I can look at you one way, or I can look at you another. I can look at you under the law, or I can look at you under grace. What do you want? The Lord is speaking to the hearts and the conscience of a nation, and the hearts and the conscience of a people. Death has no power. Christ is the first fruit of them that slept. Christ is risen from the dead, and he has become the first fruit of all who sleep. And because he lives, all those who are positioned in Christ, let me say it again, all those who are positioned in Christ, help me say that again, all those who are positioned in Christ will live. You will not die. You will live forever with Christ. Here head of the church. This church don't belong to me. It's not part of the deacon board. This church isn't part of the board of directors. This church is the Lord. He did say, upon this rock I'll build
my church.
You said that. The Lord says, upon this rock I'll build my church. The problem we have today is that we try to get the Lord to conform to us instead of us conforming to him. And when we let the Lord have his way in his house, then we can get a blessing from the Lord. This is his house. 1 Corinthians 15 and 53 says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruption has put on incorruption, and the immortal has put on immortality, then shall be sought to pass the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Yeah.
Those who die, whose bodies are perishing in the grave will rise imperishable. And those that are alive and remain will put on immortality. And they are Jesus' death and resurrection was setting the example for the believer. Those who die in the Lord will one day be raised up or resurrected in the Lord. And then those who are awakened, those believers will follow those who have been asleep. My brothers and sisters, can you imagine that glorious sight as the Lord appears in the air on that cloud again?
Yeah.
The Lord that left on a cloud, ye men, while you're gazing into heaven, the same Jesus who you see going away will in like manner come again.
Yeah, yeah.
The Lord himself shall descend on the cloud again. When we see that, it tells us from the Old Testament time to the New Testament, from every dispensation to the present generation, all will see this great arrival.
Yeah.
And that is why, as we wait on Jesus' return, Paul said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, it is the Lord who is called the Lamb of God. And that Lamb had a mission. That Lamb came to seek and to save those of us who are lost. That Lamb came and brought us into a unique position with the Lord. That Lamb, who is innocent and pure and perfect and sinless, would become mankind redemption, and that Lamb became man's sin sacrifice. But the Lamb, as loving as he is also the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus is of the tribe of Judah.
Yeah.
What does this mean? It means that when Jesus first came into this world, he came into this world as a lamb, innocent, defenseless. He came to save man from their sin. But when Jesus returned, he will not be a lamb anymore, but he will be a lion, which is key to fight for what is rightfully his. When Jesus is the Messiah King, and not only is he the Messiah King, but he is also Lord.
Yeah.
The world did not recognize him as King when he first came. For he came to his own and they did not know him. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. I feel power when I walk into a place and I know the Spirit of the Lord is there. I feel power, and you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. You don't know you have power. After you've been born again, the Lord has given us power. That's why we can preach. That's why we can teach. That's why we can witness. You shall receive power. Every now and then, we need to use that power. When they sing, they sing. When Terry played, he played with power. When Terry Allen beat the drum, he beat the drum with power. And when you say hallelujah, it should be with power. Power. Secondly, the Lord himself now is making it personal.
Oh, yes, he is.
It was not Gabriel, nor Michael, nor any other angel being or angelic being. This is the Lord. And God sent the Lord back so that there would be no doubt who he is.
All right. Uh-huh.
Now I understand why the angel said the same Jesus who is taken away from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. The Lord has assured us that he will return. He is coming back for the church.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
He is coming back for the church, his bride, to be with him in heaven. And while Jesus is away, we the church are to be about the business of preparing ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Ready and to make ready for his return. Thirdly, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Then, and the return of the Lord will be confirmed with a shout. This shout of command will cause all to take notice of great acclamation to proclaim the returning King of kings and Lord of lords. This is done so that there will be no mistake this time who he is.
Yes, sir.
Throughout Jesus' earthly ministry, Jesus was asked, are you the one that can we expect another? Fourthly, Paul said, then the dead in Christ will rise first. Yeah. The dead in Christ will be resurrected. That is, believers of the dispensation or the church age will be raised. Then the Old Testament saints will eventually be raised at the end of the great tribulation in Daniel 12 and 2. For the phrase in Christ refers exclusively to the church age. That's you and I. The bodies of the dead in Christ will rise before the living Christians who will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. That's the rapture. God, who created the universe out of nothing with a word, is fully able to reassemble the decayed body of all the saints in a moment in time. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and thus shall we always be with the Lord. We will be raptured out of the world. The Lord's desire for the believer is to be with him. And because his desire is for you and I to be with him, he's coming back with a shout. And those that are dead will rise first. Then we which are alive and remain will be. We'll meet them in the air. Can you imagine being changed in the air? In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And then you will understand why we are waiting on Jesus' return. The doors of the church open. If you're here this morning and your desire is to accept the Lord as your personal Savior, will you come and accept the Lord under what we call the dispensation of grace of the church age? Jesus is speaking to you today.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Tell your neighbor, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is